On our program today, we're joined by Dr. Julie Troppa, Boone School Superintendent.
Good morning.
To have you here.
Yeah, good morning.
Here we are, nearing the holiday time.
So unbelievable, isn't it?
Now with your complete holiday schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, so, all kinds of great events happening, both fine arts and athletically. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, we have lots going on.
We do. One of the things, because recently I visited with Josh Heyer, Ogden's one of those districts where they do the quarter up at, it's at holiday time. Boone overlaps. Your semester overlaps into the beginning a little
We actually do not do that this year. We end it this semester, and they are done with the semester before we leave.
All right.
Yes. So they
this
have finals.
This is the first time you've done
this. They have finals. A second year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been able to pull it off. Don't know if we'll be able to put it off in the future, but we'll see.
Yeah.
It's kind of how the calendar lands. But yeah, they have finals coming up.
Good. And then right after the beginning of the new year, we start a whole new semester. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I should have paid closer attention.
It's okay.
When I was in school and did stuff like that. I never even thought about most of the time anyway. Most people never did. That's always one of those things, too, because it is hard after the break to come back.
It is, and you want to try to have some equalization of your semesters when you're teaching courses, and so that's the challenge, is to find a good time to be able to provide students the best opportunity to be successful, yet give them enough time with instruction, too. So this year we've been able to pull that off, and we'll have finals before we break and then start over. We'll discuss next year's calendar at the next meeting. So
there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how much different it could be than this year.
Well, you know, we can't start before the 23rd. So the
25th. That's weekend.
That is a weekend. So it'll be Monday the 25th that we can be the earliest anyone can start. So
maybe
a little bit.
Maybe the legislature could consider that again. I don't know.
You know, we had four bills last year and nothing got traction. Nothing got traction. So we'll see.
Well. I like the Wednesday after, or whatever it is, after the state fair.
That yes.
Gives you a little more, at least a little more flexibility.
Yeah, I think we'll have like a whole week between the fair and when we can start. So.
And we still have the thing where most districts, again, you do it on hours.
We do it on hours, yes.
And you have had board members in the past that really like those teacher contact days. They like
absolutely.
The day.
So it's an odd thing because our teachers are under contract by days, but our students are by hours. And so our philosophy is if our teachers are available, we'd like them teaching students. So that's really what we try to do as much as possible. So
we do.
Yeah.
We work at it.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of other things. Explain to me all of the stuff that goes to the school budget review. Modified?
For the modified
supplemental amounts. So
yes.
It's not really like you're getting new money.
We don't
money.
Get new money. All it does is say you can spend the money you have. And so that's really what it is. So we had two last night. Mm-hmm. One for students that have services beyond the 5 years that we actually receive weighted amounts for them through the state. So if they need more than 5 years of service, then we can ask for authorization for the costs. And that was about $5,700.
Yeah. It wasn't real
minor.
Big
yeah. Pam had asked how many kids. I honestly don't know. One or two, not a lot. And then the other one was for open enrolled out students that were not with us the previous year. And so we can get reimbursed for those students, and that was around $317,000.
Yeah. I think just about all the school boards are going
all
through
the school boards
everybody's.
We are not unique. We want to make sure that we can actually use the money that we have in our account. Yes.
I was going to say, this is the time of the year when the school budget review committee gets swamped.
They do. Yes. Yes.
It's pretty much a regular. I mean, I know
it's
that
a very regular thing.
It comes up every year.
It's very typical, and
part of it is because you get a chance to you get your enrollment numbers, and you know.
Yes. So yeah, our enrollment numbers for this year don't actually impact our budget till next year. So it's just a unique situation. School finance is unique.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I know pots of money and stuff, and I lost track after half of them.
Yes.
There's a bunch. One who did not, though, was Nancy. I got her name down, Nancy Schulzenberg.
Fantastic. I'm going to let you keep saying it.
Yeah. She's a CPA from Bergen KDV. They're your accountants and
they
did
are.
Did the audit report. She presented that information last night. She pointed out specific things that the board should be aware of, and they were pretty good.
They were. Something unique that this particular audit company did was provide kind of a letter, which was, I think, 16 pages. But if anyone's seen the actual audit report, 16 pages is small.
And so
it was a great way to condense what the board really needed to know. And they received both. They received the long version and the short version, but really appreciated the graphs that she shared because I think it helps people kind of understand a little bit more about the district. They had to, because the amount of money that was spent, we had to look at specific funds, and one was a nutrition fund, and found everything was great. There were no sightings and things like that. And there was another one. Which one? I can't remember.
I wasn't
regardless,
watching.
I
stayed in the corner and couldn't see the screen. So
but it was a great audit report, truly.
Mm-hmm. And she did point out again, you had this because of all the construction that was going on and everything else, and then how this, actually still kind of tied into some of that. It's what it's going to be looking like going forward too, where there will be other improvements in that as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just, segregation of duties. We would need, I think, two more people in our office in finance to be able to do that. But we don't have the money to pay for two more people. So it's cited. And they acknowledge that that's something that's difficult for districts our size to reach. And the only other one was both the state and Boone counted the same student, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we got that.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Special Olympics, because I think Dr. Stanglin's pretty excited about this opportunity. The board seemed.
Yes.
This is a nice addition for some of our students, and we do the part I liked was she said we had students with disabilities that wanted to participate, things like track and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Your coaches have been really...
Our coaches have been great about finding ways to ensure that all students could participate. But we have had some students who wanted to participate that maybe that wasn't the right fit. And so just providing, as Dr. Stanglin said, yet another opportunity, not in place of, but in addition to... so that we have a continuum of services for students with disabilities that maybe want to participate in extracurricular activities that had not previously.
So what she said, it's not a done deal yet, folks.
No, it's not.
But
she just wanted to be able to know that it was something that she could explore. But she will come back in January and let the board know, what would the cost be if we were to have a chapter in our district and provide the information they would need to determine whether we can have one or not. So,
and I know a lot of it, folks, is on the timing. They don't, because what was it over in Story County? They said, yes, you can participate through us.
Yeah.
But it's January, so it's a little tight window there, too.
Yeah, she's really hoping to, if everything she finds out is something that the board is agreeable to, she's hoping for start time of spring around track season. Mm-hmm. So, that's the goal, but we shall see.
We'll see what gets put together.
Really excited about the opportunities for students that maybe didn't have these opportunities before. So.
She's going to have a little more information for them on their January meeting, so that'll be good. Interesting, because I think the board they thought this was a good idea, and they would like to see just how it all comes together. Mm-hmm. We did have some out-of-state travel approved for some teachers. They're going. Well, some are going to Texas, the middle school, and then the high
Kansas
school is going
City,
to Kansas City.
Yeah.
We're at kind of different levels of incorporating some of the...
Correct, some of the MTSS.
That's the
multi-tiered system of support. So we are just crazy about acronyms in education. So they used MTSS a lot, but that stands for multi-tiered system of supports. So obviously there are structures that you need to have in place to ensure that you can do that well. And of course, every building is kind of in a different spot. And so the middle school and high school had selected conferences that they felt would best match what their staff needed. and presented that to the board last night. And just really happy to see staff willing to go and get more learning in the areas that it's actually one of the district goals. So excited that they're willing to make that effort to go get more training, because you have to do some plans when you're a teacher. Yeah. So yeah, we're appreciative of the time that they're taking.
I think as the administrators explained it to John Johnson for the high school, is we've already been using this now. Ours is more of a work institute. How do we refine and make sure we're headed in the...
To improve, continuous improvement model. And as Scott shared, you know, they're kind of in the beginning stages of implementing some of these components and really need more of those foundational supports. And so that's something that they're hoping to attain when they go. And so looking forward to them having those trips and hopefully having staff come back and share with the board what they learned.
Yeah, I'm guessing once middle school, once they get up a little more adept with it and are handling it better, it makes a much smoother transition into high school too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Keeps all our students headed that way.
Well, it would be one reason why it's a district goal.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
We also had a number of students that completed enough school that they can graduate.
Yeah.
And about a dozen.
Yeah, there were about a dozen that are asking for early graduation. Yeah. And I believe Mr. Johnson referenced that they all have different reasons for why they like to graduate early. Some just wanting to get started on schooling, post-secondary schooling, some wanting to go into their careers, just a wide variety of reasons. But yeah, about a dozen.
So, and that's really, it's not, people don't realize it, but it's not uncommon. We do have
a
number of those that are either working or have already completed a number of credits at DMAC and are already looking
sometimes
to move on.
Sometimes they just want a head start on college.
Yeah. That's and they get going.
Yeah.
One thing we do have coming up, I said this is the last of the regular board meetings, so we do have a special work session thing coming up. Actually, this week we're going to meet with
Eric Barron
from DLR and start laying out facility plans.
Yeah. So really, all he's going to do, I kind of alluded to at the last board meeting, I wanted some guidance from the board as to how we could move forward and what they wanted in a committee makeup. And Eric Barron from DLR had some questions for the board, so really just wants to come and make sure that as we can move forward with the facilities planning, he has some information from the board to know how best to proceed. So that's really what
that is. Kind of see the what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Is it going to be or multi-year, what do you get, you know,
well,
all
I think
of those
it's
things.
Really about understanding that this is a whole facilities plan. While we may prioritize a particular area within our district, such as athletic facilities, there's still a need for an entire facilities plan. So that's the conversation that will happen on Wednesday.
And I think one of those that got held off was when we already knew was going to be the roofing at Franklin. Well,
we just didn't have the paperwork that we needed to be able to have the board approve it. So,
but it will be coming up. It is, you had said all along, this is going to be one of our first projects, one of the first things that we have to do.
You have to maintain the buildings that you've got so that you can obviously keep those up so that you don't need to do more with the buildings that you have. Yeah. So, the roof has been, that was identified in our facilities assessment. That's one of the reasons we did the facilities assessment, to get a maintenance schedule that was a little bit more consistent than maybe what we've had in the past. And so getting to work on that right away so that we can do facilities planning while we're still maintaining our buildings.
Because Brian and his staff can only do so much.
Yes.
And this is one. It will be a little bigger project.
It'll absolutely be a bigger project. It'll be about $1 million project that I'm just replacing the roof at Franklin. So
everybody goes, whoa.
Yeah, everything's expensive,
big. It's
right?
a big space. It's a big
it
area.
It is. It's a big space. Yes. So. It's spread out pretty well.
Some of the other things, okay, so we do have holiday time coming up, and we're going to be out 24th, 25th?
Yep, the central office is closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it. Central office is a little bit different than the rest of the buildings. It's a business, right? Like, yeah, we have to take care of the business. We need to pay the bills and we need to pay people. So we stay open.
So middle of the week, and then the following week too, and for the first?
The first we'll be off on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. I didn't want to miss.
Yeah.
Some of the other things, what else has been happening for the district?
Oh my gosh. Well, we had the Hope Foundation.
That's right.
Their, gala.
I'm sitting there looking at it. I'm going, 20 years ago.
20 years already. And phenomenal turnout by the community. And the community is just so supportive. Can't be appreciative enough about that, because this is truly a unique opportunity that our community has. And unique piece to school districts. There's, I think we're the only school district that has anything like this.
I know that it was just one of those things, you know, when they when it started 20 years ago, and it was fun listen to them talk a little bit about how, well, we thought we could raise $1,000, you know, and here's what we tried to do, and just the one thing is, staff has always been those that see those students every day and can tell what's happening.
Yeah, and it makes it more accessible to maybe families that have needs that didn't have a place to turn to.
Sure.
So just really appreciate, because truly it's the staff that run it, and really appreciate all the work they put into day in and day out, not just during the fundraiser, but day in and day out. They work hard at that to try and do for our community what they can.
So they had their fundraiser, and again, it was Saturday.
It was Saturday.
And a little recognition then for some of those that had been there in the beginning. We're back to see what was going on.
Yes, which is fantastic.
For those that remember, they were in the hospital atrium. That was
how nice that they had to move to a location that was bigger, right? Like, that's a great problem to have when you're looking to raise money. So so that occurred. We had the middle school play, which was fantastic. And then again, we have lots of concerts going on.
a lot of things happening.
Yes, middle school concert tonight, I believe. We have basketball games. We have wrestling. We have Shoal concert.
You had the during the Hope the swim team won the invitational.
Yes, see, pretty we have all kinds of that. Things go on. You can't get bored if you just come to our event.
It's busy around there. A lot of different things happen.
It's fantastic.
I know that again, some of the other things that they keep working on. The EDGE program, I know, is still working on expanding. Mm-hmm. No, some people are going to go, what all's happening with it? They're not going probably as aggressively after getting partners like they did a year ago or a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still making improvements and
absolutely
looking to expand.
Continuously trying to improve upon. Obviously, with Lindsay having dual roles, we are trying to just kind of stay status quo right now, because Boz has to teach classes in addition to helping out. The EDGE is definitely still going. We have Sigourney District coming in January to see the EDGE program, because they'd like to see how they might be able to incorporate some similar traits. We also have several people coming this week to see our Success Center. We had Shembri Burke and John Johnson presented at a conference recently about the Success Center at the high school and how we try to meet the needs of our students. And so a wide variety of school districts that will be coming, Iowa City being one of them, to see how we run our Success Center.
To see why reinvent the wheel if we can borrow somebody's.
So it's just nice to have other school districts coming to Boone to see how we do things, because they think we're doing things well. So it's a nice compliment.
And the board did talk about as they were making during the recent conference, School Boards Association, different vendors were making comments. Oh yeah, we do this with Boone. And
absolutely.
Can't wait to start it with others.
And then we have a STEM Iowa STEM conference being hosted in Boone in June, we were asked by the state to be the host. So that's something else that Pam referenced a little bit, some of the people that were organizing things with Boz on how, and Boz and Lindsay on how they were going to kind of run that to highlight our district. And I had another email yesterday asking about when they could come to Boone. In October. So I hit Mr. Johnson up when he walked through the door. So yeah, it's again, really nice to have people coming and seeing, because we also learn from them when they come, because we can ask them questions about what, how they do things. Is it's always about getting better.
Working at it. Keep working at it too.
Yeah.
Next regular meeting for the board. No, we can't look at
January
that.
January 13th, I believe.
January 13th is right over here. Yeah. Second Monday. Mm-hmm. And, we'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just keep your fingers crossed all winter long, please. We do not have snow makeup days in our calendar this year. So just remember, when you're wishing for those snow days, we will have to make them up. So
I did be cautioned
with your wishes. Although I did have several seniors remind me they would not have to.
Yes, they will know that. They're well aware of that. Boone School Superintendent Dr. Julie Trepegast on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.